I'm here with Baldo Bobadilla. He is the lead singer and guitarist for local band Drinking with Clowns. They're a Latin band with a good helping of funk. So tell me a little bit about your music.
Well, originally, it was just a bunch of guys getting together, and the music background on each of us was very diverse. And then we combined everything. So Drinking with Clown was kind of the idea of getting together and having a good time. Anything goes. We play diverse music. You will hear hip-hop. You will hear reggae. You will hear Latin music, salsa.
Now, you grew up in South America. What was that like, and how did that influence your music?
I grew up in a very remote part of Paraguay where we did not have TV. The music that we had there, it was just the local bohemians, you know, they get together and sing, and if they get drunk enough, they go sing it to a girl or something. My very beginning, it was, you know, very roots music. But when I moved to the city, like, you get FM radio, you know?
Right, right.
That was fancy for me. To, like, listen to all these different radio stations, and I was always more drawn to the singer-songwriter guys. And then, you know, music from Argentina, that's when I started getting to more of the fun music.
I've kind of noticed that a lot of your music does have a message. And it's usually a positive message from what I've seen. Let's work together. Let's have a good time today. So
Right. What
is the main message behind your music, and what is it that you're trying to convey?
So for us, anything goes except hate. We are playing music that is bilingual and it's kind of multicultural and it's kind of talking about some of the bigger issues that people are not really akin to around here. At any time at a Drinkable Clowns concert, you see your Mexican, you see the black guy, you see the redneck. Everybody just kind of comes together and has a good time. And there's a lot of different types of people around here that exist. And all of us have a lot to offer. And if we just let our walls down a little bit and kind of ask questions and hang out, and you will see that there's a lot of really inspiring, like, beautiful people.
And you mentioned that actually in one of your songs, Beauty of the World. Let's take a quick listen. You're also the founder of Future Kind, which is a nonprofit that does a lot of work globally. Can you tell me a little bit about the type of work you're doing?
So Future Kind for me was a way I wanted to give back to the community I was from. I have a degree in engineering. I went to UNR here. So we started a project to send some water filters to some communities over there who do not have potable water. We donated some iPads. We loaded them up with textbooks and donated them to the school who didn't have a library.
Yeah, but you're also doing work here in Reno, right?
Yeah. Locally, we want to concentrate on arts. We've done summer camps, week-long intensives, where kids can learn about permaculture, percussion, a little bit of music, yoga with the aerial silks. People have to apply for it, and we chose people who otherwise have never been exposed to these kind of things. So the idea there is to show kids that there's other things out in the world.
You're also an organizer behind Offbeat Music Festival last year. So I'm just curious how that went, and is this something that you see as being an annual event here in Reno?
Yes, definitely. So Offbeat was an offshoot of a program that we wanted to create for Future Kind. Again, our mission here locally is to invest in the creative education. So we wanted to put money into local music. And it was very well received for a first year event. We did not lose money, so that's kind of a big deal. Over the weekend, the entire weekend, I think we had 2,300 people
Wow.
go through all the bars.
Baldo Bobadilla, he's a local musician, nonprofit director, and event organizer. Baldo, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me today.
Thanks, Noah.